First up, Libby Frank, who is she's going to be reading us a poem. She does more than just read the poems. We're going to get some connections with the poems, the authors, and the subject. And I will say no more and let Libby Frank take it over from there. Let's hear it for Libby.
This is fine. No. In the spirit of the proper ladies and their Victorian Christmas offering, Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents. My mother first read me Little Women when I was 6 years old, and I was hooked. I thought I was a member of the March family, sort of like the long-lost sister. On the Christmas card that we next sent out, I was dressed as Meg March with my Easter bonnet and a long skirt and a little jacket and my white gloves. Then I learned how to read for myself, and when I was 7, I could read Little Women. And my grandmother said to me, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I said, "A Beth costume." And my grandma said, "What in tarnation is a Beth costume?" And my mother said, "Oh, just an old-fashioned dress and maybe some pantalettes." So that was exactly what my grandmother made for me. I loved being all of the March sisters, except I was not really a big fan of being Joe or Amy. I was more likely to be Beth. But as you've noticed, I'm still alive, so I'm not dead, so I didn't really live that out. But the one that I did live out was Meg. Meg had twins, Demi and Desi. I, too, had twins, but I did not give them idiotic names. My twins are Thomas and Allison. So here is a poem by Louisa May Alcott called, appropriately, Merry Christmas. In the rush of early morning, when the red burns through the gray and the wintry world lies waiting for the glory of the day, then we hear a fitful rustling just without upon the stair. See two small white phantoms coming. Catch the gleam of sunny hair. Are they Christmas fairies stealing rows of little socks to fill? Are they angels floating hither with their message of goodwill? What sweet spell are these elves weaving as like larks they chirp and sing? Are these palms of peace from heaven that these lovely spirits bring? Rosy feet upon the threshold, eager faces peeping through with the first red ray of sunshine, chanting cherubs come in view. Mistletoe and gleaming holly, symbols of a blessed day, in their chubby hands they carry, streaming all along the way. Well, we know them, never weary of this innocent surprise, waiting, watching, listening, always with full hearts and tender eyes. Well, our little household angels, white and golden in the sun, greet us with the sweet old welcome. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wonderful. All right. We're getting into the we're getting